the origins of Polish-Ukrainian ethnic violence. The borderlands of eastern Poland were invaded not once, but three times during the war, first by the Soviets, then by the Nazis, and finally by the Soviets again. The different ethnic communities that lived in this richly diverse area reacted to each invasion in different ways. Most of the Polish population resisted the Nazis and the Soviets alike, in the hope that Poland might somehow be able to return to its pre-war status quo. The Ukrainian population, by contrast, was more divided. Almost all of them feared and hated the Russians because of the brutal way that they had ruled the Soviet part of Ukraine during the 1930s. But many welcomed the Germans, at least at first, as liberators. The Jews, meanwhile, did not know where to place their faith. Many hoped that the Soviet invasion might deliver them from Polish and Ukrainian anti-Semitism. Later, some seemed to hope that the German invasion would save them from Soviet persecution. By the time the region was invaded for a third time, at the end of 1943, the handful of Jews who still survived had lost faith in all outsiders, whatever their nationality. Both the Soviets and the Nazis played these different ethnic groups off against one another. The Nazis especially sought to harness the nationalist sentiments of the Ukrainians in order to suppress the rest of the population. Even before the invasion, they had made contacts with Ukrainian far-right political groups, particularly the Organization of Ukrainian Nationalists, OUN. This was an illegal ultra-nationalist movement, akin to the Ustashas in Croatia or the Iron Guard in Romanian, which embraced the use of violence to achieve its aims. The Nazis dangled the promise of Ukrainian independence before them in return for their collaboration. While the most powerful factions of this shady organization never trusted German intentions, other factions enthusiastically allowed themselves to be exploited, partly because they thought the Nazis would give them what they wanted, but also because they shared some of the Nazis' darker intentions. The most shameful collaboration between the OUN and the Nazis was the way in which they worked together to eradicate the Jews. The OUN had for years been speaking of ethnic purity, of a quote-unquote Ukraine for Ukrainians, and of the benefits of revolutionary terror. The implementation of the final solution, particularly in the region of Volhynian, showed followers of the OUN that the slogans were not mere rhetoric. These massacres, which occurred in full view of the general population, would provide the template for all future ethnic cleansing in the region. What once would have been unthinkable now became imminently possible. And my interjection: the global state statesmen depend on this outcome of their constant pressure toward their never relinquished vision of total control of the global population